times set. When you say, "I did it," be sure you understand who's behind you. Nebuchadnezzar said, "By my power, by myself." But we know that's not true. So the kingdom is now departed. Now, when you see the words, "the kingdom is now departed," it is the rule and the authority, not the kingdom itself. In the Bible, the word kingdom is used in two ways. It is used in an abstract way, and it's used in a concrete way. Abstract would be the rule or the authority. The concrete would be the actual territory. Judgment is pronounced and Nebuchadnezzar is driven out. Which brings us to point 6 on your study guide. Verses 34 through 37, the confession and restoration of Nebuchadnezzar. In verse 34, "And at the end of the days," didn't say at the end of 7 years, but he says, "at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that lived forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, 'What do you?'" At the same time, "my understanding returned to me," notice, "for the glory of my kingdom, my majesty, and my brightness returned unto me. My counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are true, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to abase." The confession of Nebuchadnezzar, as I understand what's being said here, clearly shows that he is now a believer. At the same time his understanding came to him, also came his majesty and his brightness, and also came his counselors. In other words, at the same time, he didn't have to wait. He didn't have to take a shower. He didn't have to shave or cut his hair, trim his nails. At the same time his understanding came to, he was put back, established as king of Babylon. What if he had had to fight to get his rule back? What if he would have had to drag his counselors and his men of authority in front of him? Then he could have said, "See, God, you need me." But that's not what happened. As soon as his understanding, don't miss that point. As soon as his understanding returned, all of his glory was back to him, and he was back where he was when God took him and gave him the heart of a beast. The lesson for you and me in this book today is that God needs good preacher, he needs good teacher, he needs good workers in the kingdom. Whatever you and I do, whether we preach or teach, whether we lead, whether we do the benevolence, whatever it is we do in the capacity of God, we need to understand that we have the privilege to serve. After you've done all these things, say to yourself, "You are unprofitable servants. We have only done that which is our duty to do." We are the tools in the kingdom of heaven to be used as God would use us. in whatever capacity that we have. But don't get too big for your britches. Because as you and I have learned from this passage of Scripture, God can do it with a donkey if he has to. We are only privileged to serve for him. If the Lord humbles you, then let him humble you. Accept what he does, because he is faithful and true, that if we are humbled, we will be exalted. We will be exalted in the kingdom of heaven. God bless you.